Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to start by saying everyone in this room loves and respects teachers. We think teachers do a job, quite frankly. Well, I mean,
they do.
Do you want to deal with high school kids? Do you want to deal with 4-year olds who aren't yours? Like,
I will tell
it's
you,
a terrible
I could
job.
Never be a teacher, and I praise them.
Do you have any educators in your family at all?
Tons.
Right.
And yeah.
Like
former, current, all the above.
Yeah. But we want to do teacher tales. Now, what a teacher tale is, more often than not, a lot of people call in and go, I had a teacher who blanked, who like was just crazy. If you've spent any time in a Catholic school, you can easily call with a story of somebody just like, for some reason, it's legal for them to beat you to within an inch of your life. And it's like all under the name of like discipline. Like,
we used to get shaved.
What?
Yeah, because if we couldn't, we couldn't have facial hair, and if you were a little stubbly,
Nun would come up.
The dean, who is a man, and the wrestling coach, so he would kind of get you in a headlock, and he would dry shave you.
What?
He would just take a razor. He had like razors.
So yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, that's really weird.
Well, you didn't do it, right?
You didn't hold up your end of the bargain, but like from a touching a student perspective.
And yeah. Changing their bodily appearance feels weird.
But they are bringing you into line with the dress code.
Yeah, we were
forcibly. Send them home.
But then kids would just show up and go, oh, I guess I got to go home. You know, I mean, I get it. I'll defend it a little bit. It was back in the day, too. I'm old.
You're not
well,
that old.
Well, I want to say my teacher tale, the one that springs to mind, and I say this every time, rest in peace, Mr. Grauberger.
Oh, rest in peace.
And I think his kids listen to the show. He was the principal of the high school. I was in middle school, but like, you know, ninth grade or whatever, you go up.
Okay.
We were still 7, 8, 9, not 6, 7, 8. So okay. Ninth grade, you're going to go to high school the next year. Freshmen weren't at high school. So
okay. We
got to go visit the high school. And I was being me. I was being the class clown. And he was trying to talk. And he didn't like it. So he singled me out, walked up to me, and pinned me against the lockers with his forearm against my throat. And said, not so funny now, are you?
That feels also weird, guys.
Let me just say this.
You said, I'm going to make that one a story on the radio.
I just want everyone to know that then I went to that high school and became one of his favorite students, to the point that like by my senior year, I was like, you have no idea. And I told him the story. He's like, no way I did that. I'm like, who do you think is going to remember it more clearly? The person whose feet are off the ground being pinned against a locker by their future principal.
That feels nuts.
It's, dude, it was just how people, there was a time, Erica, where teachers had a bit more leeway.
You roamed the earth at a weird time then.
They're dry shaving him.
Exactly. I went to a public school, so maybe I'm just.
So did I. This is a public school. He pinned me again. I couldn't breathe. This is.
But it's not about that.
No, but like the
I'm
reason.
So excited to start.
The reason I thought we should talk about it today. Some teacher got busted for bringing Coke to school.
Oh,
granted, it was a substitute teacher in Vermont. No Colorado teachers would do that.
Okay.
But the woman was apparently acting weird. Cops were called. They brought in a dog, and the dog sniffed out the drugs.
See, so Erica's theory is correct. Teachers are getting cooler than they were in the day, back in the day.
We had a Spanish teacher in high school, and it was rumored that she was suspended because they found tequila in her.
That's what this part of the gig. You're the Spanish teacher.
I know. It was a little bit. We were like, well, is that really so bad?
It's Tequila Tuesday. What?
Yeah. Someone walked in on her taking a shot.
Shut up. Put it in your coffee cup
but
like a normal
lore.
Teacher.
It's lore. So I don't know for sure. I wasn't the kid.
Wow.
Okay. So they're terrible teachers, terrifying teachers, teacher tales. Where'd you run into them?
Oh,
if you got
a
teacher tale, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Mm-hmm. I remember running into one of my teachers that I had, and he was the guy. Did you ever have the guys that came, or women? They're students, so they're like they come and they're just there.
Student teachers,
but they're like it's like in between or something because they're just there all the time. They're like an assistant for a while, and then
not in
gone.
College, but in high school.
In high school, yeah.
He like was like an aide?
Like a para?
Kinda, like an understudy or something. Okay. I don't know.
Understudy.
I don't know.
Okay, this isn't the theater.
Tonight's performance will be Mr. Groberger's not
All
here.
All of life is the theater and the world's the stage. Gosh. So we ran into this guy. He was kind of like our assistant basketball coach, and he was an assistant gym teacher for a while. And also, but we ran into him much years later when we were at the casino.
Oh.
And we sat down to play blackjack with him. And he was so happy to see us that he gave us each like $100 to start playing with him. And then
what?
Yeah. And then we all, some did well, some, and then we just left. We just left him. We didn't.
Was he there alone?
Yeah. He was there alone. He was there alone and was, I think, trying to kind of be like, come on, like, hang out with me, guys. And we did until.
Oh, until the money ran out.
Until the money ran out. Yeah. And then
we
left him. Yeah.
Can I ask, probably less UTAC and more Erica, because you got me thinking about this. In a private school, you probably didn't have any teachers who were on drugs.
Oh.
No, we didn't, but I have, not on drugs, but there was, our gym teacher was dating a student's mother.
Oh.
And this was just like kind of no knowledge. In fact, the gym teacher had left his gym shorts at the student's house.
What?
And so in eighth grade gym, I'll never forget, this student came, got dressed for gym.
Do not finish this story. Do not finish. In his shorts.
Put on the gym teacher shorts and came into the gym ready to go.
What a flex.
It was.
Dude, because what's that teacher going to say?
He said, where'd you get those shorts? And the kid said, I don't know. I found them at my house. And that was the end of it.
It's like, I know that you know that. Oh, I know that you know. And
know,
like,
shorts. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Because he can't demand you take them off.
No, he can't. I think he did with his mom, but he didn't.
Wow.
What?
There was like, I'm just saying
wild
that.
Wild times.
Yeah. Did you have a newspaper? Like the newspaper teacher at my school, he's like the journalist dude. He's like, like all this, we had a dark room, go in there and develop photos. It was just a clam bake. It was just like people would go, I know this is before digital photography, just get over it. But like the newspaper teacher got everybody in newspaper high every day.
I don't think that I knew of had any drug instances. There was certainly a teacher who got way too close to a student and everyone was like,
you
know what?
That happens a lot. Is a male teacher and a female student, right?
Other way around.
That is so rare. What are you doing? You're a girl.
And
you can.
That teacher was married to another teacher. And there, I don't know what happened to this day, but I know it was weird.
Okay.
Where'd you find those shorts?
All right, if you got a teacher tale, we would love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're calling this teacher tales. It's the time you ran into a teacher somewhere weird, or a teacher did something weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or, sure, great teachers too. Mike?
Yeah.
Teacher tales, what do you got?
My freshman year of high school, my brother and I got in like a full-blown fist fight in front of the library during the staff development meeting.
Wait, your brother?
My brother and I, we fought a lot in high school. We did not get along very well.
But physically fought? Like beat each other up?
All the time.
Okay.
And the assistant principal and the principal come out and they're like, what's going on? And we tell them what's going on. And we actually played hockey with the assistant principal's son, and he was a friend of ours. So he just gave us both $5 and said, leave each other alone the rest of the day. And we, I don't want to have to suspend you. Just let us go.
$5?
So you got paid
to fight your brother.
he's paying us to not fight anymore.
Yeah, but
okay.
A little bit of a reward, if you will.
Yeah, this is not good education practice.
Your parents are like, 17 years later, we figure it out. Get them to stop.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you friends with your brother now?
Yeah, we're best friends. We get along very well. It just took us a while.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your price now to not fight him?
Free.
Yeah. It's free. Oh. Thank you, Mike. Meg.
Yes. Yai.
Teacher tales. What do you got?
Okay. I was in college, and I'm an early childhood ed student, and we had a music class. And this teacher was from Juilliard in New York City and thought so much of herself. We had a student had a head trauma, so she had to use a tape recorder to take the classes so she could know them. Well, the one morning, the teacher, we couldn't do a clapping routine, and the teacher called us all stupid and idiots. And that student had recorded it.
Oh.
And so we took it. Yeah. So we took it to the head of the department and told him about it. And they just kind of hemmed and hawed because they really liked her as a teacher. And so we went when the semester was over. We told all the students who needed to take that class not to take it. And as they were going through, signing up for the classes, they realized by the time they got to the letter P, because they started at A, that nobody had signed up for that class. And so they made everybody who from P to Z sign up for that class.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't fire her or anything.
You almost pulled it off, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they could also hear you guys clapping on the recording. And they're like, I mean, he's got a point. It's pretty bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is. Yeah. Thank you for the call. That is exactly why teacher tales don't exist anymore, though. Like,
as a recording.
Because phones.
Like, yeah.
like everybody gets caught. If you're a teacher, if you don't have yonder bags or whatever, have the students put like, you're going to get caught.
I just put my phone in a yonder bag for the first time this weekend. Stressful,
you did?
Stressful. Yeah.
Who's going to call you? You were with your fiance.
But where? What about our dog?
He doesn't have a phone. What? Tracy, yai. What's your teacher tale?
So I went to high school in the 80s, so quite a while ago, but we had the designated corporal punishment teacher was Mr. Reynolds in eighth grade.
Yep.
And he would have students up to senior year lay across his lap, and he would rub the students' butts to warm up their butt for the spanking.
Hi. That man should have been in jail.
Did you just say rub their butt?
Lay across his lap?
Yep. Yes.
Males and females.
Males and females.
Prison.
7th grade to 12th grade.
Prison.
Oh, man, it was just a different time.
I know.
Did he use a paddle or was he using his hand?
No, he was using a big paddle, wooden paddle. So
probably better than his hand.
For the rub.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, for the rubbing.
No, for the rubbing. Did he use the paddle for both?
No, his hand for the rubbing.
the paddle.
Prison.
Dude, that is crazy talk.
Yeah.
I know.
Everyone in the school, including the other teachers, knew, oh, if you're bad, I'm sending you to Mr. Reynolds for a butt rub.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's
maybe he'll spank you.
What are we talking about? That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. That is illegal on every conceivable. Okay.
Well, prison.
Thank you. But the other teachers are like, you know, he's good at that.
He's got
I don't want to. We should use Reynolds, right?
Real good at butt rubbing.
Dude, nobody rubs butts like Mr. Reynolds. What the? Okay, Jennifer?
Yay.
Teacher tales, what do you got?
Well, my mom signed me up for gymnastics when I was a kid, and I was very uncoordinated. Still am. And after 2 years, the teacher pulled my mom aside and said, stop wasting your money on her. And so then I stopped doing gymnastics.
Wait, that's so sad.
She never rubbed your butt? Or...
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for the time.
What?
Aaron's not here, so the vocals are going to be weird, but I know TX is going to step up. You have a cold.
I sure do.
It's on me to carry it again.
Carry it.
Every day.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide.
Are you okay?
This is news. Or no.
I don't like it when TX says he's carrying it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I didn't like it.
We
so I wanted
tell.
To...
Okay.
I decided to get in there. Also, since I just had
I know how to motivate him. He's so easy.
Also, because the thing that happened before was like a vowel movement. I couldn't even use words. I was like,
did you call that a vowel movement?
I did.
I like that. That's funny.
I don't know what just happened. Yeah. So it's time for news or nope. Brand new batch of nopes. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
And since Erin's not here, she gave me her proxy note.
I don't think she did. She'll be back later this week.
As far as you know, she did, though.
Yeah, I could text her and check, though.
No. Her phone's not working where she's at, so I have the proxy
Mexico.
Note.
It works.
Okay.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Don't nope me, because this is good news.
Okay.
There is a fan theory running rampant that The Life of a Showgirl is Taylor Swift's final album, and this is her way of saying goodbye.
There is absolutely no way, and I don't mean this in a negative way, what I'm about to say.
Okay, you probably do.
She's a star.
She's a star.
And you don't stop being a star.
Right.
Stardom is taken away from you for some people, but no one goes, that's good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Yeah. I think she does genuinely want to try to pretend to be a normal person and have babies and do the whole thing. But dude,
she can
you don't
both.
Go from, do you understand what it's like to volunteer at your kid's preschool and like wipe snot off a kid's noses and stuff after you've played stadiums
after every single
country.
Mother of those kids came to see you at the Eras Tour. Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Taylor doesn't quit.
Right.
Yeah, I also think being involved with Travis, but the Kelce brothers have never turned down a commercial.
Yeah.
No.
This stat in, just never.
Yeah. Never.
Everyone they've been offered.
The good news is she commented on the news.
Oh, she did?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're giving our 2 cents and she's already dispelled it.
I was just waiting for the chance to say.
Thanks for letting us make idiots of ourselves.
Yeah, she's doing press for this album, which is exciting. And someone said, Taylor, don't tell me this is your last album. And in the clip, she's like, no, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, fans are thinking that. And she said, that is a shockingly offensive thing to say. That's not why women get married, to give up our jobs. And I love her. I love her.
Mm. But I do believe her, she's not going to tour this record.
Oh, I believe her. I think
she
needs some downtime.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Yeah. But
you can't do another stadium tour. Like, just let everybody have a breath.
Put out two more albums before you even do another tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that will probably be the last tour.
Maybe let Guinness print a copy of the book before you keep breaking more records.
Yeah.
You know what's the weirdest thing in the world is? We didn't talk about this, but that tool, Zach Bryan. I mean, I like Zach Bryan.
Oh,
I saw his show.
He broke that record.
He's got the biggest concert ever. He broke it because he played like... it's not Iowa, maybe Michigan.
No, it's Ann Arbor. It's Michigan, University of Michigan.
100,000 plus people.
The big house is what they call it.
Right? He's got, and I'm like, how did Taylor not break that? Right? Like,
because Taylor didn't choose to tour there, and she should. She should break
the
record. But
also, I think her stage is probably too big. Like, he can fit more people because he doesn't have all the crap.
Okay, well, he's annoying.
I liked him. His concert was great, but now all the chicken fry stuff, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't go well for him. So... anyway.
Do you know what the chicken fry stuff is?
I do, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you confused me for a second. I thought you were switching to Zach Brown.
No.
Right.
Okay, I'm with
you. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did anybody in this room read the Choose Your Own Adventure books, you know, where you got to like flip ahead?
They were a little past my time, but yeah, I know what they are. I think it's a really cool concept.
Well, now it's coming to TV, as fans of Law & Order SVU were surprised when, if you watched the episode on NBC...
what?
You got one ending. If you watched the same episode on Peacock, you got a completely different ending.
What are you talking about?
And it sounds like nobody knew this was going to be. Correct me if I'm wrong, Texters, if anybody watching, and maybe this was, but it sounds like.
303-222-5423. You're saying, what was one dirtier so they didn't want to put it on regular TV?
They literally just, on one, it suggests that a new character could not be trusted by Olivia Benson. The other episode cut that part out. It just didn't have it at all.
Do you think
so
this was a mistake?
I don't think so. It appears to be strategic. The NBC broadcast was designed to promote a subsequent episode of Law & Order, Organized Crime, which featured Olivia Benson like on the show. And the one on Peacock did not. So I don't know. Now we're entering this weird thing where it's like, did you see the episode? Yeah, I did. But which version of the episode did you see?
You can't do that.
Is this cutting edge or is this a new version of
hell? No, this is a huge mistake.
Okay. Huh. I kind of think,
Because I'm sorry to say, like it's weird as somebody who's doing live radio right this second.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When it comes to TV, I don't know anybody who watches it the whole way anymore. Like who's like, oh, it's Thursday night. It's SVU. You just go, we'll catch it on Peacock, right? You're not going to.
Just like you could catch the Slacker Show anytime on the Odyssey app, like on demand or whatever.
On the Peacock app?
The Odyssey app.
Odyssey, O-D-Y.
Nope. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Okay. Or wherever you get your podcast, you can listen on demand.
What if I get my podcast on the Peacock app?
I don't think they have a podcast.
Okay. All right. So, okay. That's weird. Anyway, we have time for one more, I think.
Oh, no.
Okay, Tia.
Good evening.
Aaron's not here.
I'm sorry.
On Saturday, more than 1,200 runners got the runs as they participated in the 8th annual International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon.
You're being funny. Nobody actually got.
I don't think nobody. Not all 1,200, but not nobody.
Do you know that that happens, by the way? Do you know that, like.
When you're running, you gotta go.
Like the marathoners, like if you're running 26, you're going for time, you like.
Just poop your pants?
Yeah, but you're wearing runner shorts. You're just like.
What? Okay,
like,
well.
That's a real thing. Like, look it up and you can see it happening.
When I said I was gonna take up running? Forget it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Guys, tomorrow night is the Coloradun party.
Yes, It is.
If you're one of the people who RSVP'd, you RSVP'd without even realizing what a killer party this is. We've forgotten some of the stuff that's happening.
I think that there was so much information thrown at us for this party. We forgot to tell you two of the biggest things.
Well, what's one that you're thinking?
The one I'm thinking is the first 50 people who check in starting at 5.
Yes, you can start checking in at 5. I don't know how many people can get over there right at 5. But
right,
like,
but first 50 people get one free beer.
From Lone Tree Brewing.
Yes.
In Lone Tree.
Mm-hmm. So,
Park Meadows Drive.
Off. Yeah,
so get over there. Be one of the first. Like, you get in, you're one of the first 50 people. You already won. You know how much the cover is?
Zero.
So you're already ahead the price of a beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Do you remember the bags that the morning show stole all of them and gave them all away?
What if we put that kinder?
Okay. Remember the bags that we haven't really given any away of because somebody else gave away most of them? We hid some.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
First 200 people who walk through the door are getting one of the rare and elusive Slacker Show bags with a weird thing on the back. I forget what's printed on the back.
Yeah, I don't know. Potentially 205.
Yeah, we're still finding bags around the radio station.
So we will give away as many as we possibly can tomorrow.
So if you're one of the first 50 people, you're way ahead. You got a free beer and a free bag.
Yes.
You could go in, have the beer, leave.
Well, don't do that.
Don't do that because it's the Coloradun party. We're celebrating the fact that Eric is our newest citizen.
Yeah.
And we just put the call out to some of our friends, like in the community, Colorado businesses, and we want to give away Colorado businessy stuff.
Yeah.
I know that, Casa Bonita came through with dinner for four and a reservation. You don't think the reservation's a big deal? Go on and try to get one.
Oof.
It's months out.
Right.
But we'll get you in right away. You want to go next weekend? We'll probably make that happen for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also just found out that we're going to have Eliza Schlesinger tickets. She's going to be at Belco Theater later this month.
Yeah. So Belco was like, it's our theater. We know Eliza.
I love her.
She's so funny.
I love her.
Is she kind of dirty for you?
It just felt like a weird question. No,
because you're kind of prissy sometimes.
No, but she's just talking about being a girl.
I know she is so funny, and like sometimes her like impressions are like
she's crazy.
She is hilarious. Yeah. I kind of want to win those tickets.
Well, you can't.
Mm. Okay.
Something that we also haven't mentioned yet is that there's going to be Colorado trivia going on.
To help you win some of these prizes. Tickets.
Yeah, Jay Woods Entertainment is going to be there. He's awesome. We're talking to him.
We just got, like, he's a really cool dude.
He is, yeah.
So he does Lone Tree Brewing's trivia, but he also does, like, weddings and other stuff.
He does, yeah. Jay Woods Entertainment, you can find him on Facebook and stuff if you're interested. Yeah, but he's going to be there helping us
running
give away
trivia
some of because we got so many of these prizes.
Yeah. Okay, so do we want to just then shotgun? By the way, you can still, I think there's a couple spots left
to RSVP
because this bar holds a couple hundred people.
Yes. You can do that at alice1059.com.
Is it right on the homepage right when we land there?
Great looking graphic.
This is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Get there as soon as you can. First 50 people, free beer. First 200, free bag.
Mm-hmm. You want me to quickly shout
Let's just start going. We already said okay. Casa Bonita. What else?
Colorado Ski Chairs. They're doing a shot ski and a Colorado plunger.
Just a Colorado plunger. That's super
hilarious.
Amazing.
Denver Ski Company is giving a $100 gift card.
Let's go.
A Blossoming Boutique, a $25 gift card, Adventure West rental bikes for two.
Ooh.
ATV Tour Colorado. That's ATV Tour for four people.
Do you know how much that is? That's expensive. Like a huge price.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
An ATV. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard our friends down south, Italian place, Cornelli's just came
Cornelli's,
through.
Cornelli's.
Yes. Cornelli's Italian card.
Mm-hmm. Just came through
Your
for $100.
Friends at El Jardin, we're going to have a chance to give away two $100 gift cards.
And when you go there, you can get the world famous Slackerita.
You know, I still haven't had one.
Oh my God.
I know.
Just come up to my hood.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And plus, we'll have concert tickets too.
Yes.
Oh God. Lord.
Lord and the Ed other
Sheeran.
Guy.
The redhead guy. Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm. So Ed Sheeran, Lord, Eliza Schlesinger.
Mm-hmm.
Great entertainment. Tons of great food. Shot skis.
Yeah. A plunger. Colorado plunger.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, but I want it.
Okay. I don't either.
It's got the ski. It's like the ski pole on the plunger.
Oh, it's a ski pole.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Okay, so is that all the prizes?
Santiago's is in there as well.
Santiago's in there.
For a gift card.
Okay, so if you want to go, this is your last chance to RSVP, alice1059.com. And if you're on the list, put it in your calendar because we're going to see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Lone Tree Brewing in...
Lone Tree.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It's other people's problems. We abbreviated OPP. You can find them all on the AUD.
ACY.
APP.
Ooh, I loved it.
Yeah, the Odyssey app has them all.
I don't have any letters left.
But you get to say what's on the phone.
We have Eileen today. She's got a problem with her daughter's dance team, and it's kind of deep. It's kind of deep.
How do you have beef ball with a dance
team? That's all it is.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Actually, that's such a good point.
Eileen?
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. What's going on with the dance team?
Well, it's one of those competitive traveling teams.
Ooh.
And I feel like I need to pull my 11-year-old out.
Is it just too much for you?
Is she like not getting along with the girls or?
Yeah, it's not the competition or the other girls as far as she's concerned. It's a problem that my husband and I have, and frankly, I haven't even wanted to tell my husband about it. But here's what's going on. One of the other girls that she's on a team with, the mom and my husband about 6 months ago, had an affair. And yeah.
I'm so sorry. Is that where they met?
No, it's not where they met. And we're just a small community.
If you don't want to say any detail, we totally get it. You don't have to, like, you not having voice disguiser already is wild to me.
Your husband doesn't know that you're considering maybe removing your daughter from the dance team?
Right.
Okay.
No, and I honestly, I just wanted to get an anonymous, my name's not Eileen.
Oh.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just like,
Eileen. Sorry.
No, right now. Okay. All right.
I want an anonymous, you know, just feedback because I'm going to take it to my husband. We have been working on all of this.
You're still with your husband. No, I wasn't judging. Sorry.
Yes. Say it more like, oh, you're still with your husband.
Sorry. Thank you. Much better inflection.
That still felt pretty
good. I know. Any way you say it is.
Tiak, you want to take a crack at it?
No, you guys are good.
Okay. So did you know? I feel like I want to pick the scab, but I don't want to, but like, how did she end up in the same dance group as your daughter? Like you know this
person.
Yeah. I just,
Yeah, I mean, she's a part of our community.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't, it's very peripheral. Like, I don't know her well.
Okay.
My husband met her. I'm not going to go into the details. But
okay.
The reason I'm calling
yep.
is because I, like I said, we are working on things. And I don't think I can face this woman. It's a small community. It's not that small. But I don't want to have to face her. And so
by face her, do you just mean like
well,
be in the room with her? Like, is dance a long day?
Yeah, those competitions
can be.
And you travel and you're like doing their hair and makeup.
Yeah. Exactly. And then when the girls are backstage, it's very close quarters. We all stay in the same hotel. It's just intense. If like normally all the women were very close and some of the men, some dads join, but I'm wondering, okay, number one, how am I going to tell my daughter if you want to do this dance thing,
oh,
your parents
God.
Are not coming. Cause I'm certainly not sending my husband for any of her competitions. Cause I don't want him to slip. I mean,
I'm sorry. So, affairs are terrible. But
yeah,
and it's not a victimless crime, but I didn't even think about this. There's a victim. Like, your daughter didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And she's getting booted out of a passion of hers because of your husband's inability to keep his pants on.
But also the other mom's inability to acknowledge that that man has a wife. It goes both ways.
It sure. But he, yeah,
he's,
I'm sorry, Eileen or what? Yeah. I don't mean to.
No, it's okay.
Oh, for the love.
No.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
You probably shouldn't have said keep
no, I'm sorry. It's a little fresh. I just, when you said that my daughter's going to be missing out.
No, I'm sorry.
You know,
I mean, there are
true.
Other dance
and
teams.
So I'm, yeah. So I guess the thing I'm asking is, like,
oh,
has anybody else dealt with something like this? Am I overreacting?
No.
And,
no.
How...
But also,
and how has someone dealt with
okay.
what have they done?
Let me just jump in with a phone number real
yeah.
quick. 303-222-5423. Please call. Please text. Please say nicer words than the ones that I've used.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
Well, sometimes I'm trying to summarize.
I know.
The situation. Like, here's the thing. Like, there's no, I know it's a tight community. Some of the people I know from here that do it, you are like, she was just saying it. You're backstage. This dance number is like slick back hair with braids and
right.
everybody's just back there. Everybody's pawing on each other's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like my kid's done. It's like that woman's going to be touching your daughter's hair. Like it's just.
Eileen, your daughter knows nothing of this. Is that correct?
Right. She's 11. She doesn't know anything.
No idea. Okay.
Well, that's, I would love to hear from like a counselor, a relationship, somebody. Like I know it's very, very soon, but if you are going to move past this, eventually, like you can't avoid her forever, right? And I don't know
right.
where the sweet spot is of like, and now it's okay for her. Like you run into her, so like, is it better to just rip the band-aid off now? And it's like, we go
ever,
show. I don't
like,
know. That's
avoid is one thing. I don't think you can avoid that, especially in a small community. But like,
putting
to
yourself
be
into it
with
yeah,
her every weekend or once a month
is like, I feel so bad for Eileen, and I don't want her to feel that. She has to be the one to back down. It's like, no, you did nothing wrong. If you want to stay at this dance company, then the other woman should leave. Like,
no, she's not
I don't
gonna.
Like feeling that.
That's how I feel.
Eileen
too.
Is being
she's not
reprimanded.
Gonna.
I know she's not gonna, but
so then
couldn't she? No,
I mean, let's all talk about the great things
them.
That could happen.
No, I mean,
a new
then
dance
her daughter becomes
show. Like it just
the
doesn't
them
like,
and right, like
I
is there a way to explain if you do pull her out? Do you have to kind of? Explain it.
You can't.
Like,
you
have to know something.
I would not.
You don't.
No. I wouldn't tell her
why. You have
why.
To come up with a lie, and because it's like, well, that's the community. Those are my friends, and why all of a sudden
know.
I can't.
In a divorce, or even if you stay together, either way, we've talked about it on the show. You do your best to protect your partner or your former partner, and it's like I don't think Eileen sounds like the type of person who wants to go, even if she were leaving her husband, which she's not. Like you don't want to go. Your dad's. The reason, like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to bash him.
Well,
I don't want her to have
that
internal division.
Yeah.
I just don't.
But
I also don't want to be re-victimized.
But how can you tell your daughter, hey, I'm not coming to your dance competitions?
A parent has to go.
Someone's got to go. I mean, it could be a parent, it could be a friend's parent, whatever. But it's how do you even approach that? I won't be there. Every single time, I won't be there.
Is there a conversation to have with this other mom?
I don't know.
That's why I'd love to hear from someone.
World, it should be her kid that, I mean, I hate, that's, oh, that's no, sick. I shouldn't have just said that.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're among friends here. Hang on. We're going to get you some answers. Like, it's not fair. It's not fair to the other woman's kid either. It's not fair.
Right.
My mom can't keep her pants on and it's not fair. But like, yeah.
And to know, like, to put yourself back in the shoes of the daughter and be like, why can't my parents support this thing I love to do?
Yeah.
Is awful.
Well, and
did not see him at the dance competition.
Yeah,
right.
Eileen wants to watch as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so proud of your kid. I feel like when they're.
Okay. Well, is there a solution we're not seeing in this? Is the answer to go talk to this other woman?
T-Hack might be right.
Well, that's kind of like what Aaron said about, like, do you reclaim the power of, like, I'm not going to let this affect me and I'm going to nip it in the bud. Like, I'm coming up to you and go, I know what happened. I'm going to put that aside for the sake of our daughters.
If I see you talking to my daughter, I will punch you. Like,
I would say even just go, we got to just move past it. Like,
and let's just... Yes. Let's just move around
like
the violence each other.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that way.
Maybe have brass knuckles on while you're talking.
The other woman. Text him.
All right, I'm sorry. Wait, like, now I feel guilty because we tend to, like, do the... Like, when I was summarizing everything and she started crying.
Well, life
okay, Erica, you want to summarize it?
Yeah, Eileen's husband cheated on her with a woman who has a daughter who dances with their daughter. They don't want the daughters to know. What should they do? Nothing about pants off.
They had to have their pants off to cheat. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Eileen, who it turns out Eileen has nothing to do with her real name, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Her husband had a little bit of an affair. They're working through it.
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty recent, too.
Unfortunately, her daughter's been accepted into like a competition dance team, blah, blah, blah. And the affair woman, her daughter is on the same team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Eileen's like, how do I tell my daughter you can't be on this dance team? Because I don't want to see the source, the homewrecker.
Right. Like, I can't go to your...
competitions.
Thank you. I just lost words.
No, but like, neither can the husband.
Right, because they're working on things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the daughter doesn't deserve to not be able to dance just because her dad is...
And her daughter doesn't even know about the affair.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to work it through, so this is a big wrench in that plan.
Yeah. So, what advice do you have for her? Jackie?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that she should just be a grown up and overlook it because she's always going to have to deal with these things. So, like, if her
overlook an affair,
why should she overlook it?
Well, if she wants her daughter to still be in the whole thing, and if she wants her husband. If she wants to be a grown up, like, then say goodbye to her husband and everything else.
There are a lot of texts suggesting you're showing your daughter what to accept.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Which is not.
But
she's not because her daughter doesn't know about it.
Also, even if she and her husband broke up, the issue is still at hand with the dance team.
You still have to see the
source.
Right.
Like, you're not going to want to go there no matter what. So.
And you don't think the daughter's going to see through all of that? I mean,
I'm saying even if they broke up. Yeah, even if the daughter knew about the affair.
Well, I mean, the emotions and all the tension and everything else. Like, you can't play through that.
The thing that I think Jackie's saying is, like, I would say, well, T-Hack has actually said the opposite, but, like, I would say for the most part, people in an affair, when an affair happens, your relationship is over.
Right.
Right.
But if she is saying, I don't want my relationship to be over, then you don't get to do both. It's like, I don't want my relationship to be over, but I'm also going to hold on to this. Like, if you're going to try to get through it, then you got to let go.
You got to kind of face it head on.
You do.
Yeah, but you, I would see how. Like, I mean, if you want to be with somebody that cheated on you, like,
I don't think he wants to.
Angie?
Okay, I'm sorry.
He doesn't want to, but he would find a way to plow through.
I mean, I don't know that you're showing your daughter what you would tolerate or whatever the text says. I think you're maybe showing an example of
forgiveness,
how to pursue through, how to stick with a lifelong commitment that you made.
That is wild.
What's wild about it? That's just the other side.
I mean,
if he's willing to stay, then you like that is another thing. Because there is, if you believe they're genuinely remorseful about the affair. Again, none of this is Eileen's problem, but it's like you got to go. If I'm pretending or actually saying we're going to work through this, then you got to forgiveness is for sure in there,
right? But in a way, you are kind of showing your daughter like it's okay if your spouse
not if your daughter never finds out. I mean, that's the thing that we're trying to do here,
right?
Is not tell the daughter that her dad is a POS.
Yeah,
because he
or made a big
or
mistake.
Was and is or trying was. To rectify it. I mean, correct. I don't know. I'm not
maybe when she's 25 you can go, okay, remember that rough patch with the whole dance thing that got weird,
right?
And I don't tolerate is different. Tolerate's just turning a blind eye and letting it continue. That's right. Different than we're going to work through this together and make sure it never happens again.
Again, all that's off the table, because if you're not telling her about the affair, then you're also not telling her that you're working through it. Like, you have to lie to your kid about everything.
That's so true.
Or come clean with an 11-year-old and tell her, like, that's not the right answer either. Bridget?
Yai.
What advice do you have for Eileen?
Yeah, so I stayed with my husband after an affair. I have met the woman. And honestly, I mean, you walk through fire for your kids, and this is her walking through fire. And I think it'll make her stronger. But I think if they haven't already engaged in counseling, she needs individual counseling as well.
Yeah.
Because she needs to have that confidence that, you know what, if you are going to do this again, that's fine, but I'm going to leave and my daughter will be happy anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it work out for you?
Yeah. I mean, now we're together. We went through probably 2 years of pretty intense counseling.
Right.
But now we're stronger than ever. So I do think it is possible. It's a lot of work and a lot of heartache.
Do your kids know?
No, but they're super young, and we agreed that if something ever came up, we weren't going to lie to them later in life.
Yeah, so you will eventually. Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
I applaud you a lot, though.
Yeah. I mean, to forgive somebody is, trust me, I am the opposite. I'm just like scorched, like, oh, you wronged me. Watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good for you. Thank you, Bridget. This is bringing up some emotions in the room.
This is just a lot. It got darker than I was expecting it to.
Mary?
Yes.
What advice do you have for Eileen?
I would suggest you reach out to the dance teacher or the owner of the dance studio. This is probably not the first time this has happened. And I would weigh in and see what she has
not
to say.
Erica's got this weird look. Sorry. Not necessarily with the one mom, but I'm sure like weird affairs have happened. It's like, listen, is there a way you can keep that woman?
Is that the dance teacher's problem?
It's not.
That's interesting, though, because there's parents and step parents, and the new girlfriend is coming this weekend, and I got to tell, hey, I don't want my...
I don't want the stepmom back there with the flower bouquet, and like I don't want her braiding my kid's hair. Like, sick thing is Mary's probably right. Like, dance might be like Real Housewives of Dance competition. Oh, like, it's probably just...
Well, there was a show called Dance Moms. Yeah.
Sounds like maybe some single women, too, Slacker.
Okay. All right, if you need me to take your kid to dance, I'm wide open.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It is time for the diary. This is one of the biggest days of the diary we've ever done.
Why?
Because I said I would wait till today, but the wait is over. I'm going to tell everyone how many diary entries are left.
I don't think people are going to
I know
be
they're
happy.
Not. No one's going to be happy. By the way, can I just have a show meeting real quick?
Sure.
Are you rolling the video cameras this time, Princess?
I am rolling the video cameras. If you missed it last week on Friday somehow, because it didn't pop up on your Instagram, my bad.
Aaron's out. Aaron's like enjoying Mexico right now. And,
so jealous.
And so Eric is in charge of hitting record on the video portion of this, and she blew it. It's, so what, did you just put up a picture of the diary and then that was it?
Pretty much. And then when you wrote down how many days were left of it and you held that up, so that photo popped up. And then, when I realized how bad it was, I showed the text I sent so that Aaron knew what was happening.
Okay. Yeah. So there are, we have enough diary entries to finish this week. There are a total of 5 entries left. We are reaching the end of our time with Ryder. I do remember the very last, I don't remember the wordage, but I know what's going to happen here. What I haven't remembered, because I found it so long ago, I kind of, in my head, was holding out hope that at some point she wrote something in there like, why are you so stupid, Jennifer? What is wrong with you? Get it together.
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought maybe at some point she spoke to herself in the third person, but she hasn't yet.
Yeah, we're...
And there's only 5 entries left, so I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we get to know her name. We know all of her supporting cast, but we don't know.
It feels sickening that we don't know her name. Like, we know everything about her.
Don't you think it's a common name, though? Don't you think she's like... She's not Kim because she's got a friend, Kim, and she would have said, I can't even believe we have the same name. But I think of her as... I had a girlfriend who was like a little mousy banker named Kim. And I was like, oh my God, it could be, but it's not.
Her brother's name is Alex,
right? Yeah.
So, okay.
She could be
common.
An Alice or an Alicia.
Or like, a Sarah, a Samantha. Those were the names around that time.
Okay. So, just so you know, cherish these. This one will actually be up on Instagram. You get to watch our faces because Eric is recording.
It is rolling.
Okay, so what happened in the one that we didn't roll for video?
Her mom called Mike.
Oh, that's right. It was like one of the biggest entries ever. We didn't record
our faces.
Oh my God. That's right. Her mom is like actively trying to replace Jake with Mike.
Right. Like, she's like, we don't like Jake. And then she reveals that she, well, I talked to him and you should talk to him.
Yeah. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And the date of that entry was
July 5th because she and Jake get in a fight. Oh, it ended with Jake and I got into a fight and now he's on his way to meet up and talk.
Oh, that's right. Because she probably said my mom
was talking to my ex fiance, by the way.
They were fiancés for 14 seconds.
Right,
like, remarry me? Yes, by the way, I slept with somebody else. Get out.
Right. But
they
still.
They were like, yeah, okay. But that doesn't count as like, I don't know. Is that really your fiance?
I mean, they got to that point.
Right. He proposed.
She said yes, but then brought in the bombshell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we got?
So I'm very...
She's sick. She's not crying. She hasn't read ahead.
I'm very sneezy. I am a little sad, but
okay.
July 5th again.
Oh, that's
today.
Right. Okay. Because Mike was on his way.
Jake.
Freudian. Jake was on his way over and she's like, I'll have to write more later.
Yeah.
Okay. July 5th again. I don't like being forced to make decisions. Little, ultimatums.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, that's a crazy mystery.
You want to turn the video cameras off?
Yeah. Ultimatums only work in real life if you've watched one too many movies or are actually afraid of what might happen if you don't follow the orders. Jake wants me to stop talking to Mike. I kind of thought she already had, but okay. I guess it started because of all the confusion at the wedding. That's right. Everyone was calling Jake Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot. I totally repressed that.
Yeah. But it was only made worse by the 4th of July crap with her mom. He's right to be angry. I shouldn't have gone.
To lunch?
to lunch. That must be what she's saying.
So she's admitted to him that she went to lunch.
Yeah. But when the ex-love of your life calls you needing help, are you just supposed to pretend that you don't care?
Yes.
That it doesn't matter?
Yes.
It had disaster written all over it, but Mike called wasted and alone and in need of a ride.
She went again.
On, this is the 4th of July.
Again. She went again.
He couldn't find his keys, so he couldn't get into the house, and I do still have a spare. Nothing happened.
Oh, my God.
I know. Nothing happened, but I'm not sure I convinced Jake of that, and considering my track record, I can't really blame him. I didn't tell him the whole truth about what was said. I learned my lesson last time with telling people the truth to make myself feel better. It was one of the strangest moments of my life. One minute I'm helping a 30-year-old drunk man into his house, and the next he's professing his undying love to me. That's not that weird. He's told you.
Right.
Okay.
But does it count when he's hammered?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It counts. Drunk.
He knew what he was doing the whole time. Call her over. He's going to spill. True. I'm going to spill my heart out to you.
And he was pretty drunk, so normally I would know better than to believe it until he said, I want you to come back. I've been trying to get you to come back. I still love you. Don't you know that? I put him to bed and got out of there fast. I went back to the party and my now very pissed off boyfriend. Oh, I went back to the party and him.
Okay.
I tried to explain myself. I tried to forget what was said. I thought maybe I was thinking too much until Mike called this morning, now very hungover, to repeat what he had said last night.
To repeat.
What?
No, so it's not.
I'm the sad boy, and I've been the, like, profess my love, and then you always regret it.
Yeah.
You usually regret it.
Yeah.
To then wake up and go, down. I'm going to double down. That, yeah. I find that unusual.
Yeah. I add this plus what my mom said yesterday, and I get trouble. Love plus love equals trouble. And then Jake's ultimatum tossed into that mix could make for disaster. He asked me to cut off my friendship with Mike. He said things were getting pretty serious with us, and he didn't want anything to come between that. He said he wanted a serious commitment from me. They both want to marry me. My head is spinning.
Oh my God.
She shouldn't still have a spare key.
No.
Right?
But it could be that
he left the door. Mike left the door open from jump. It's like, get out. You don't have to get back your key. Like,
I know, because
get out, set your key right there and get out. Get out. Get out.
Right. But he loves her. He actually loves her. And that's why, even though she cheated on him, but I still love you and I want to be with you. That's why he didn't cut it off. But I'm guessing she never told Jake that she still had a key to her ex-fiance's house.
Messy.
If you had to, I know we have to, dude, there's so few left that we have to spend a little more time talking about them this week than we normally do. But like, if you your gut, Erica, as a girl, where's she at?
She loves Mike. You don't go. You call someone else to go pick him up and give him a ride if it's that dire.
For sure. Or if you were really broken up, right, you'd go, oh, who's calling me right now? I deleted this number.
I'm not a number deleter.
You don't delete.
But I wouldn't.
I don't either.
I wouldn't go.
You really wouldn't?
No.
You're a compassionate person, though.
I would call someone else. I would find, or someone at the party who is sober. I'd be like, here's a key. Go get this man into.
She's still screwed. If you like, Jake sees her go, here's a key to this guy's house. You have it on you at a party.
Bring Jake, and you go, Jake, I can't let him die. I can't let him make a bad
decision.
That's
the play. She should have brought Jake.
She should have brought Jake.
So she loves him.
I think she loves him.
I don't even like how she's framing Jake as giving her an ultimatum. Isn't he just kind of stating pretty basic, like, I want to date you. And so I think you should not also live with your ex or fiance.
Right.
I think you should be committed to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty just, I thought we were already at this point. Like, I'm your boyfriend, right?
And they are getting pretty serious. They start dating March. This is July. So it's like when you're Yeah. Over 22, things move fast.
Did you look ahead?
I did. Yeah. Oh, well, I just had the date.
Okay. And the date is?
August 15th, over a month later.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are only 4 entries of the diary left, and the next one is tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Are we going to go back to the well and do it again?
I think that it's time to fight.
Oh, because now you're standing up for it?
Well, I never didn't stand up for
you
it.
You kind of didn't stand
up. I said, no, this is not my number one favorite Taylor Swift album that she's ever put out. But the slander on the internet.
But so I feel very cutting edge. We kind of started the slander. I don't hate the album. Like,
no, it's a great album. Have you ever bopped to the chorus of The Fate of Ophelia?
I don't bop to it. I don't get it. I don't think it's as poppy as you think it is.
Oh, man.
I get, now that I've seen people dancing to the songs.
Yes.
I see how the tempo's there. But if you're just listening in your darkened room that you already had set up for tortured poets or whatever.
It's not tortured poets.
I understand that, but it could be.
No.
Like, but it's not as up tempo. I thought it was going to be Shake It Off kind of. And Hat's going to get mad at me because from a DJ, Shake It Off, from your perspective, Shake It Off is not that fast.
Yeah, it's like 80 beats per minute.
That but it feels like
as a non-DJ, what does that mean?
Like, what's an up-tempo song? 120? 120 is like more like cooking.
That's house, like
yes,
okay. Like 4 to the floor. Kind of.
None of these songs are 120.
BPM is a tricky thing because a lot of people go play something faster, and you're like, well, some of your favorite songs that you think are fast are actually slower. Some of these like 120 something are actually slower because it's It's tricky. Okay. Somewhat, yeah.
But have you given it? I know you haven't given it a lot of listening.
Speaking of DJing Friday night, I had not added the album to my playlist.
Okay.
Thinking, okay, I'll add it on the fly. If people come up and request, like, I'll be ready. I'll be able to add it. No one requested.
No one came up and said, what about Taylor? What about?
No one. Which I was genuinely surprised by that. I don't think that's ever happened.
On a new album?
Yeah.
I feel like it was so new Friday night.
But I mean, for her, that's, people love to be like, you got the new one? It just came out. Do you have it? Normally you have to tell them, no, people don't know this yet. Taylor's a different artist. It's like, you could play a brand new Taylor.
Well, you didn't as a DJ, you didn't touch anything from the COVID albums. You never played Cardigan.
No.
There's no way you played.
You probably didn't play Tortured Poets, although I Can Do It With a Broken Heart really gets going.
There was a Lavender Haze.
That's Midnights.
Midnights, okay. Yeah. There was like a remix of that I did. Here and there.
Well, I'll tell you. I was at the bowling alley on... I sound like such a loser. I was at
Between the cold...
Do you think that's why I'm sick? I was at a bowling alley.
What kind of bowling alley did you go to?
I went to the bowling alley in Inglewood. It's called Moe's. You actually get barbecue and you bowl. So let's just say I was eating wings and putting my hand in a bowling ball. Okay.
And you tried to say that I got you sick?
It's all hitting now. I get it.
Oh, my God.
But they were playing the whole album... And I felt like a psycho because it was very loud in there. And I would be like, hey, it's the new Taylor. Like, I could just hear it over
all
the noise.
In a bowling alley they were?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, it was a great... They would play all the upbeat songs, Slacker.
Okay. Oh, that's not... Okay.
Actually, I spent some time in Target this weekend. I don't know what exactly their deal was with Taylor, but they were playing, like, every other song was a new Taylor Swift song.
Did they play Wood in Target?
There's
no way they played Wood in Target.
There is a kid-friendly version. It's not like Open My Thighs. It's... Opened My Skies.
Shut up. That's the Kidz Bop version?
Well, it's the clean version.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if they played it. To be honest, it was kind of like, I think that's the new. Anyways.
Yeah, so like, you just skip right over it.
Yeah.
Can we just, I know, I swore to God I wasn't going to do this, but I'm just going to say, Swifties, cool it.
Because
the whole Wood thing, were you guys thinking it talks about the size of his junk based on how long the song is and what track number it is?
I want to make something clear.
You're not this crazy?
I had not seen this lore. You both came in with it.
Yeah.
It's out there because it's track 9. I'm not going to say what, but come on. Track 9.
Right.
And it's 230, and 230 millimeters happens to correlate to a 9 in the non-metric system. But I'm like, I know Taylor's all about Easter eggs, but I thought she was leaving them out of her personal life, remember?
Right.
So
my favorite thing is that Travis shared a photo, or someone found a photo of him and his mother going to the movie this weekend.
Ew.
Which means his mother sat through 2 minutes and 33 seconds of
9.
Yeah.
Mm. Which I did think about that because it was in News or Nope, I think, how Donna Kelsey was like pushing for them to have kids and stuff already. And it's like, leave her alone. That's none of your business. But then you're telling the whole world about her son's junk.
Right.
Maybe it's now her business.
Can I just say this? The other thing, then, like, pregame, when he's out there warming up, they just keep focusing. Like, for real.
Well, the game's tonight.
Well, then they were showing something. That, like, there's memes.
Isn't he tonight?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he? I'm just saying, they're like, good on Taylor, and they're showing him, like, walking out on the field, and I'm like,
good on Taylor. This is what I want to say.
All right.
This is what I want to say. You're both not Swifties. Okay, I'm sorry.
You accepted me into the group.
I accepted you. Taylor writes songs in metaphorically with three different kind of pens. The quill pen, which would be the Tortured Poets.
Yeah, it's a glitter
the
pen.
The fountain pen, which is, I think, like Midnight's. And then a glitter gel pen. And this is a glitter gel pen record.
It's not as glitter gel pen as you think it is all I'm saying.
But the lyrics aren't so serious.
When you have Ophelia, there's thought in, it's like a little too much. There's some cerebral in there. Like, the glitter was running out.
Huh? Okay, my other thing is, the hot take on the internet is that if you don't like this album, you aren't in love and you don't know how to have fun. Mic drop. Case closed.
Checks out.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
So, I saw a story that I need everyone to pay very close attention to. If you have a junk drawer at your house, does everybody have one?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have just one?
Yes.
2.5.
Yeah, probably. I figured a hoarder like you would probably have several.
Well, I've got a junk basement.
Yeah, but do you have just like, I'm going to get to this. And then there's just a drawer that's like, oh, people are coming over. Oh, you don't have people come over.
That's the basement.
You just tuck things down the stairs?
There's like random paper bags.
We found people down there.
No. Rats, maybe.
Oh, my God. You guys, don't watch the Ed Gein story, but absolutely watch the Ed Gein story. When you talk about people in the basement, he's that serial killer who psycho is. It's like, you should really watch it just because What's-His-Buck is such a good actor in it.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yes.
I'm not interested in my skin being made into a lampshade,
though. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm with
you.
No, but more importantly, like you realize he's like, Mom, where's my favorite bowl? And like he's getting it. And then you realize, oh, that's the top of a skull. Like he's chopped off the top of a skull. And that's what he eats his meals out of is like the
And
the
his bowl. Mom just knows?
Well, I mean, spoiler alert. Have you ever seen Psycho?
No.
Oh, well.
No.
His mom is the one killing people in the hotel and stuff. But it's really him dresses his mom. His mom's been dead forever. He just puts her clothes on and he's got her rotting corpse sitting in a chair. That's really what this guy did.
There's so many like great, awesome people that have lived, you know? Like let's do documentaries on them.
But nobody goes to a movie
like, the worst of the worst.
You're gonna plunk down money to watch, oh yeah, look, everything worked out in his life.
Yeah, I would.
No, you don't though. People don't.
There's like the Michael Jordan movie.
Yeah. That's a documentary, but it's a long...
No, like, the movie.
The Last Dance? That's a documentary.
No.
Space Jam? Is that what you mean?
I think she thinks Space Jam's a movie. It's also not real.
I'm talking about the Nike movie.
Oh, the Phil Knight movie?
Oh, Air.
Air.
Air with Ben Affleck and that. Yeah.
But there's still some darkness in the movie, right?
Okay. It's like,
I know it's not eating your SpaghettiOs out of Erica's head.
I don't like that.
I don't even know how I got here.
Me either.
Okay, but anyway, watch if you're into like, it's
you're
by the same people who did
drawer.
The Dahmer thing.
Yeah, I know.
And the Menendez brothers or whatever.
You're talking about the junk drawer.
Okay, so I saw a story. This Virginia woman was cleaning out her house and found a box of lottery tickets in her closet.
Oh,
and
okay.
When I read it, I was like, that's me.
Oh.
I buy, like, for Christmas and stuff and different times in the year, I buy scratchers, like the lottery scratchers. And then if they're winners, like, I'll scratch them, like, that's a winner. I got to remember to take that to King
you
Supers.
Don't.
And I forget. So when I saw that story, she found a box and she took it in. One of them was $100,000.
What?
Question. Yeah. Is there a time limit on when you can claim those things?
So on a lot of the scratchers, for sure, like the Mega Millions, I think you have like a year from the drawing or whatever. But like, and the scratchers, like I just get the Colorado Lottery app out.
You just scan them there.
Like you can just scan right there. And a lot of times it doesn't tell you how much. It'll be like, so you really have to scratch all the numbers off and go, $5 plus $2 plus whatever. But it's like, woohoo, you may be a winner. Take it to the store. Huh. So when I saw this, I'm like, this woman had no idea she had a $100,000 winner, went into her junk drawer, was like, oh. So I went into my junk drawer.
What'd you find?
I had $135 worth of winning lottery tickets.
What? Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
Are you taking us to dinner?
No, I'm taking... Do you know how this works? Like, I could go to, like, King Supers or somewhere and, like, hand them the ticket, and then they scan it, and they go, here's your money. Or you go up to one of the kiosk things. Have you seen the kiosks? Or, like, it's a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In King Supers, on each entrance, there's one of those things.
And you stick your...
You just, like, first you put your ID, boop.
Okay.
And it tells them, yeah, you can play. And then you stick the ticket under there, and it's like, boop, $50 winner. And you go, boop. $50 winner, and then tell you get 135 in credits, and then you can pick extra scratch tickets.
Oh,
and it just prints them out.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah. But you know what else you can do?
What?
You can click on Mega Millions and it'll print those tickets out. So instead, I'm going to get off the scratcher game.
Oh.
Take the windfall from the scratchers and get out, because it's up. It's super high now, right?
It's over a half billion. I don't know the exact number, but it's over a half billion.
Yeah. Like, so remember when I got in trouble because I said I would give you each like $10,000 or what did I say? Yeah.
Hold up. Do you see how low that number just got?
Yeah.
First off, it was like
$100,000.
You are such a... What did you just do?
Well, I'm realizing that maybe I thought my numbers were wrong. Maybe I was thinking like I was giving you 100 million.
No, you're giving a million. Like I just, it's 547 million right now. Right. Mega Millions is five. So if I get there tonight or tomorrow, because the drawings are on Tuesday,
okay,
and Friday, but like we care about the Tuesday one. I can get $135 worth of Mega Million tickets right
and
now.
And then you'll give us each 4 million.
I will give, you get $10,000. You get, the way she tells the story is like, I'm giving you $100,000. Like I said, $10,000. $1,000 right there. I'll write you a check. You are, okay. So I'm just telling everybody, I don't, you guys probably don't hoard lottery tickets like I do.
I don't.
No, but it's a good, check
but
them.
But I bet you should go look, like maybe you have a Pokemon card in there that's worth something. Like,
probably,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, get in your junk drawer.
Mm-hmm. I've got definitely technology. I feel like there's old gadgets and stuff in there.
Right.
It's probably worth something.
And then sell it.
Yes.
And like on Craigslist.
Turn it into something bigger.
Turn it into Mega Millions tickets.
Yeah, 547 million, man.
It's $5 a ticket. Your life.
Yes. So buy a ticket right now, but first, check your junk drawer.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I got a story, a little pro tip for anybody. Don't phone in a crime if you're committing a crime.
Okay. I've got a story that'll remind you that sometimes it's just not worth it.
Oh, okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Kentucky.
All you don't say.
All you do say.
It's like molasses over here.
Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Louisville.
All right, so.
Sorry.
Jarring.
This room
a
is a lot.
A Kentucky woman named Brianna.
Oh, hi, Brianna.
Was in a Little Caesars restaurant. Do you like Little Caesars?
They are hot and ready.
Yes,
I'm
going to
tell you this.
Sorry.
They got some weird new little thing, like little weird little thing that's like, it looks like a muffin. It's got meat inside or something. I see commercials for it. I'm like, I might put that in my head, even if it is from there.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I have seen those commercials. They hit you during football season.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So Brianna was inside of a Little Caesars. She had actually placed the order and then went to the store to pick it up. And when she got there, she said, well, can I have some extra sauce? And they said, that'll be $1. No.
Brianna, don't play
Brianna
with the extra sauce.
Brianna did not want any of that.
Okay.
She became so angry. She created a disturbance by knocking over items like a computer stand and the register.
What?
Brianna,
and it's
the
just
damages,
sauce, man. It's just a buck.
Yeah. The damages were estimated at about $1,000.
What?
She was not arrested immediately.
What?
It occurred months later after a different incident in which she threw a brick at the car of her child's father.
Okay.
So then they said, you know what? Let's bring back that.
Brianna. Let's talk about
Caesars.
Decaffeinated coffee.
Yeah. Or just, you know, meditation.
She cost $1,000 over a dollar.
Right. And then threw a brick at her child's father's car.
Stable the whole
little
time
Brianna.
Her pizza just getting less and less hot and ready.
Yes.
They're like, you're missing the concept. You're supposed to just grab
it and
go.
My story also not from Florida. But it's from Canada.
Yeah. It's a maple syrup.
So a man was out there driving around Canada. Apparently he'd had a few cocktails, maybe a little bit of the drugs too there.
Oh, okay.
But he's one of those guys that like gets a little paranoid when he drinks and does the drugs there. So he called the police and said, somebody's following me, eh? He's like, oh, I'm feeling like somebody's behind me. So the cops scrambled everybody. Helicopters, probably in Canada, probably the mounted police, little horses and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, giddy up.
When they got there was nobody following, but he was pretty drunk there, eh?
Oh, no.
So like,
turns out the people following us is following you is us.
Oh,
okay. They smelled freshly burnt cannabis and booze.
Ooh.
Buddy.
Don't call the popo. Don't call the police.
And Little Caesar's pizza on his breath. I guess man is drunk.
That's all. Those are all the stupid people we can find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.